This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here's some of today's headlines. Over 60 Ithaca police and emergency responders have signed a letter critical of the city's new homeless encampment policy. The policy creates a green zone where camping is legal and services like toilets, garbage collection, and phone charging stations will be available. However, the policy doesn't have an enforcement plan for those living outside the zone. According to the Ithaca Journal, signers say the policy will inadvertently encourage more criminal activity in the area of the West End called the Jungle. They say that emergency medical care and fire services can't work in the area without a police presence. The statement says, quote, "Those who are homeless require assistance and security. The Jungle provides neither," end quote. The Common Council unanimously approved the policy. It's set to be reviewed annually. Cornell University is committing to give over $1.5 million to improve child care access in Tompkins County. The Ivy League University announced it's giving $300,000 for the next 5 years to the Child Care Development Council of Central New York. The funding is to expand or start full-time child care services in Tompkins County. Cornell is also giving the council $72,000 to hire someone to manage the contribution. Tompkins County is considered a child care desert. There's only space for a third of the children seeking childcare. The announcement was made on Monday, 2 days before the Ithaca Common Council is set to vote on a controversial payment agreement with Cornell. The university is tax exempt. Cornell is offering to pay $4 million a year over the next 21 years instead of property taxes. Criticism of the plan has grown among residents, faculty, and students since it was announced. Last week, over 200 Cornell faculty members issued an open letter criticizing the offer as too little for too long. This year, the university gave the city of Ithaca $1.6 million instead of property taxes. The city says real estate owned by Cornell is worth $33 million if taxed. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.